2018年普通高等学校秋季招生全国统一考试，上海英语卷，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension, Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, this dress is too long. Would you please shorten it for me?
Question.Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Jack, you look tired.
Yes, I got piles of work to do, but it gives me a great sense of achievement.
Question. What can we learn about the man?3.John, what's up? Why are you standing on the desk?
The lights suddenly went off. The bulb must have burnt out.
Question. What is the man most probably doing? 4. I will take this room. How much is the rent?
Well, £200 each month.You need to pay 3 months' rent in advance, plus a deposit of £100.
Question. According to the man, how much should the woman pay in total? 5. I'll take an interview for a part-time librarian tomorrow.
Don't worry. Others stand no chance if you take the interview.
Question. How does the man feel about the woman's chance of getting the job?
6. I couldn't sleep at all last night. The bed is not comfortable.
Don't blame the bed. You should stop drinking wine.
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. Andy, I bought a shirt for you.
Thank you. I hope you kept the receipt. I've put on some weight.
Question. What does the man imply? 8. I'm terribly sorry, but your flight has been canceled.
What?In that case, I hope you will put me up somewhere tonight.
Question. What does the man expect the woman to do for him? 9. A new hotel is looking for workers. They need 300 new workers, but over 4,000 people showed up.
Yes, I saw the news on TV.I still have my job, thank goodness.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 10. Professor Smith explained the physics problem very clearly.
Did he? Unfortunately, it is still all Greek to me.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passage and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following talk. With a fascinating past and more than four centuries of history, St. Augustine is one of the nation's oldest cities and an American treasure. Located on Florida's Atlantic coast, it is home to many fine examples of European architecture and wild scenic views. In 1513, while looking for the storied Fountain of Youth, an explorer found this land and called it La Florida and claimed it for Spain. Then, in 1565, a Spanish conqueror established a settlement there and named it St. Augustine, except for a 20-year period of English rule. Florida remained under Spanish rule until the United States took control in 1821. In the years after its founding, the city of St. Augustine was attacked by the French and English and by Native Americans. You are said to have shot flaming arrows at the city's defensive building, setting it on fire. More recently, nature has stricken the region with hurricanes, Matthew in 2016 and Irma in 2017. Still, St. Augustine endures. As the region recovers, visitors shouldn't overlook it. St. Augustine has suffered much in its long history. Hopefully, visitors will come and perhaps support the Florida's coast recovery while discovering its centuries of history and miles.
Now listen again, please.
With a fascinating past and more than four centuries of history, St. Augustine is one of the nation's oldest cities and an American treasure. Located on Florida's Atlantic coast, it is home to many fine examples of European architecture and wild scenic views. In 1513, while looking for the storied Fountain of Youth, an explorer found this land and called it La Florida and claimed it for Spain. Then, in 1565, a Spanish conqueror established a settlement there and named it St. Augustine, except for a 20-year period of English rule. Florida remained under Spanish rule until the United States took control in 1821. In the years after its founding, the city of St. Augustine was attacked by the French and English and by Native Americans. You are said to have shot flaming arrows at the city's defensive building, setting it on fire. More recently, nature has stricken the region with hurricanes, Matthew in 2016 and Irma in 2017. Still, St. Augustine endures. As the region recovers, visitors shouldn't overlook it. St. Augustine has suffered much in its long history. Hopefully, visitors will come and perhaps support the Florida's coast recovery while discovering its centuries of history and miles.
11. Which country first governed Florida in history?
Which of the following statements is true of St. Augustine? 13. What is the passage mainly about? 14 through 16 are based on the following talk.
Transport for London has a lost property office, which collects the items left behind as people flow through the city's transport system each day. It is the biggest lost property office in Europe, beaten globally only by Tokyo's. 65 staff sort through hundreds of thousands of lost and forgotten items each at the office, which is run by Paul Cowan. According to the latest data, Cowan's team dealt with over 300,000 items in the first quarter of the year. As the data reveals, very few are claimed. For example, of the nearly 13,000 keys handed into lost property last year, just under 1,400 were returned to their owners, says Cowan. Overall, 20% of stock is claimed within 3 months. After that time, stock becomes the property of Transport for London, and it's not necessarily the items you'd expect. A wander through the three basement floors that make up the lost property office gives us an idea of what we value enough to recover and what we're happy to let go. Cowan has discovered something interesting about the complexity of lost shoes. He said, if you have one shoe, you are more likely to go looking for the other. If you lose two shoes, well, it's slightly out of sight, out of mind. He guesses many people regard loss as an opportunity to treat themselves to something.
Now listen again, please.
Transport for London has a lost property office, which collects the items left behind as people flow through the city's transport system each day. It is the biggest lost property office in Europe, beaten globally only by Tokyo's. 65 staff sort through hundreds of thousands of lost and forgotten items each at the office, which is run by Paul Cowan. According to the latest data, Cowan's team dealt with over 300,000 items in the first quarter of the year. As the data reveals, very few are claimed. For example, of the nearly 13,000 keys handed in to lost property last year, just under 1,400 were returned to their owners, says Cowan. Overall, 20% of stock is claimed within 3 months. After that time, stock becomes the property of Transport for London, and it's not necessarily the items you'd expect. A wander through the 3 basement floors that make up the lost property office gives us an idea of what we value enough to recover and what we're happy to let go. Cowan has discovered something interesting about the complexity of lost shoes. He said, if you have one shoe, you are more likely to go looking for the other. If you lose two shoes, well, it's slightly out of sight, out of mind. He guesses many people regard loss as an opportunity to treat themselves to something.
14. What is the passage mainly about? 15. Which of the following is true of the lost items?
16. According to Cowan, why don't some people get their lost shoes back?
17-20 are based on the following conversation. If you like the outside, you're going to really love the inside.
What a beautiful home. And I like the way the window screen gives you privacy from the street.
Follow me into the kitchen. You will love it.
Wow, they put a wine storage area in the kitchen. I love it. The best part is the bedroom and attached bathroom. I love the relaxing colors of the wall and floor covering. I'd like to make an offer on this house.
As your house agent, I'm here to take care of this process. How much were you planning on offering?
I really like the house and will pay the full asking price of $380,000.
We'd better leave ourselves some bargaining room. Let's offer $350,000.
That sounds good, but I don't want this house to get away from me.
The market is fairly down right now, so the offer is a realistic one.
When will we know if they'll accept the offer?
The owners usually respond to an offer within a few days.
Should I be contacting my bank in the meantime?
You're already pre-qualified for your loan, so you're in good shape.
Now listen again, please.
If you like the outside, you're going to really love the inside.
What a beautiful home. And I like the way the window screen gives you privacy from the street.
Follow me into the kitchen. You will love it.
Wow, they put a wine storage area in the kitchen. I love it. The best part is the bedroom and attached bathroom. I love the relaxing colors of the wall and floor covering. I'd like to make an offer on this house.
As your house agent, I'm here to take care of this process. How much were you planning on offering?
I really like the house and will pay the full asking price of $380,000.
We'd better leave ourselves some bargaining room. Let's offer $350,000.
That sounds good, but I don't want this house to get away from me.
The market is fairly down right now, so the offer is a realistic one.
When will we know if they'll accept the offer?
The owners usually respond to an offer within a few days.
Should I be contacting my bank in the meantime?
You're already pre-qualified for your loan, so you're in good shape. 17. What is the woman most probably doing?
18. What does the woman like best in the kitchen?
19. What does the woman think of the man's offer on the house at first?
20. Which of the following is true according to the passage?